last year, a woman who seemingly had everything, very, very wealthy, but then she turned to drugs and alcohol. Her life was in a mess. She was neglecting her children. And she found herself one night in a hotel room on her own. And she opened the drawer and there was this Bible. And you know, she opened it. And the first thing she read was that Jesus met with a sinful woman. At that moment, the Holy Spirit fell. She fell on her knees, realizing that she also was a sinful woman, gave her heart to Jesus. And she's now a member of a local branch, telling others about this amazing word and about Jesus. Boy, we've had a few years, the last few years have been an incredible time of transformation from what was old, the old Gideons, to now good news for everyone. It just feels like David said, as though the shackles of the old organisation have been released. And we're now far more vibrant and relevant, I believe, to our nation today. And it's great now that ladies can come fully on board and take any part they would like, including chairwoman or chairman. Qualifications have been relaxed. You've no need now to belong to or be part of a business. If you love God and you love Jesus and want to serve him, then you can also take up membership and serve in the local branch. And also, one of the big changes is that we forge links with lots of other national groups like Evangelical Alliance, Sports Chaplaincy UK, CAP, Salt Mine Theatre Company produce videos for us, which one of them we're going to see very shortly. And also, there's been an expanding work. We're still an international group. We've forged links with Canada and many parts of Eastern Europe. And also, there's opportunity to travel to Peru and Brazil and Uganda and serve on teams internationally. Well, like, as I've said last week, we've all been hit by, obviously, the COVID crisis. And that's affected our work too. And one of the things that's happened is that all literature has been removed from lots of hotels. So Bibles were all taken out. And also schools closed the doors to visitors. We weren't able to go and take assemblies. So we've been through a difficult period. And then also, as I talked about last week, cost of living crisis has also hit our group. Because now we're finding that there's shortages of Bibles that are being produced, and that's because of paper shortages. And of course, the other thing is that the cost of producing our Bibles and literature has also gone up, so we've been affected too. But even despite those problems, we've been able to do lots in the local area. A number of local care homes have received large print Bibles for every room. We've placed 500 student testaments in the lives of our students at the Freshers' Fair, the Royal Agricultural College, and at Gloucester University. And also now schools are opening up. We were able to go back in and visit schools, take assemblies. And one of the big changes too, if you'd like to come and look at our literature later, we're now not just working in senior schools, but this incredible magazine has been produced for primary schools. And certainly have a look at it afterwards. It's going down the storm. We can't print these fast enough. Once schools get hold of these and see them, the chance of getting free textbooks with schools under so much pressure has produced an incredible demand. Have a look at one afterwards. 20,000 Bibles and literature of our part were given out at the recent Commonwealth Games in Birmingham. And so again, lots of opportunities despite the current setbacks. So, how can you be a part of this work? Well, the obvious thing, of course, first of all, is to pray. Pray that there will still be open doors. Pray that the hotels, many of which haven't opened their door to our scriptures just yet, So pray for open doors for schools and hotels and guest houses to open the doors to our literature. Obviously, you can give and support the work that way. And, you know, Good News for Everyone is one of the very few charities where every penny you give goes to purchase scriptures. None of it is taken out for overheads, which is very rare in these days of charities. So every penny of yours goes to purchase scriptures. And finally, you can join us either as a friend and get some literature and support us that way, or we're open to new members coming along to support us and help us in the work. If you would like to know more about that, please see one of us at the end of this service. And finally, I'm delighted to announce that the Cheltenham branch for 2023 has been chosen from the whole of the Region 7, much of southern England, to be the centre of a scripture distribution focus in this next year. So make a note, 26th to the 28th of September, teams will be coming in from across the country, and we're going to basically deluge Cheltenham and district with the scriptures, which is such an exciting prospect. And I think David's produced some little cards with the dates on and the details for you to pray for that incredible opportunity. So thank you for listening, and please do come and look at some of our programmes. I did bring this one with me, actually. This is the Hope magazine in Chinese, and it's being produced in lots of different languages now. And again, a very popular resource that can help people discover the truths of the good news of Jesus. Thank you.
Thanks, Andrew.